connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. Well, you know, we all know what the coronavirus has done to travel, but it's also severely damaged the economy. And with everything else happening out there with the current administration, a recession may be coming. A Federal Reserve survey just reported that dating back to the 50s, whenever inflation and unemployment have hit today's levels, history suggests a recession may be near. Remember what the last recession did to your retirement? None of us can afford to let that happen again. So the team at Lear Capital, a new sponsor of ours, shared with us how investing in physical gold and precious metals can be a viable strategy against what's coming. And now we want to share this opportunity with you. Some smart investors are buying gold and precious metals now because gold can be a great hedge during a recession, and the closer a recession gets, the more your gold could be worth. So join us and talk with our team about owning precious metals for your savings and retirement accounts. And right now you'll receive up to $10,000 in free bonus coins based on the value of the gold coins you purchase. Visit Lear Carey, that's LearCarey, LearCarey.com for more information. Or you can call 1-800-707-4575. And as always, you'll find a link under sponsors at RM World Travel. Well, it was nearly 21 years ago when 9/11 happened, when commercial jetliners commandeered by terrorists caused their planes to go off track. Two of them slammed into the New York World Trade Center. And as an older guy, I realize there's a generation now that may not recall that flights nationwide were immediately grounded. One of those flights was an American Airlines 777 en route between Dallas and Paris. It was ordered to turn around over the mid-Atlantic Ocean and directed to land at Gander, Newfoundland, a town of about 9,400 people. That plane was one of 38 that crowded that airfield. It used to be a refueling stop. I remember there all the time as a kid stopping there on intercontinental flights because the planes couldn't make it all the way across the Atlantic without refueling. Anyway, the people of Gander opened their arms and homes to about 7,000 passengers stranded there for 5 days. Remember, the population was only 9,400. There's a hit Broadway musical that opened 5 years ago that celebrates the interaction between those passengers and the citizens of Gander. It's called Come From Away, and it's still a hit on Broadway 1,500 shows later. In June of 2017, Robert and Mary interviewed the captain of that American 777. Her name is Beverly Bass. You can find that fascinating interview at rmworldtravel.com. But for today's Right Stuff segment, I'm delighted to have one of the stars of that musical, Sharon Wheatley, with us. She's the author of a new book titled Drive, subtitled Stories from the Middle of Nowhere. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Delight to have you. Your book, which I just finished yesterday on a long flight, your book is part very frank memoir, but it's also a glimpse inside the life of an actress and the pressures and insecurities and business of showbiz. I have a feeling, just a feeling as a writer, that before you began writing, you weren't sure what the final result would be. Am I correct?
That is true. I think the thing that I knew most of all was that the book was going to be about a journey. And I think the surprise that happened is that sometimes, you know, with any journey, you know where you're going to start, but you don't always know where you're going to end. And that certainly was the case for me in the writing of this book, that it became not only about my journey shepherding my family through the pandemic. The original idea for the book was, I remember I called my book agent and I said, I think that I'm going to put my family into an RV and we're going to drive around across country. And I said, and I would prefer to be staying in a luxury resort and have no interest in being in an RV. Is that funny? And she said, that's funny. And I said, great. So that was really kind of where it started. And as we went along, I realized that questions came up for me like, what was it about the shutdown of Broadway that took so many of us out at the knees and stunned us so much? And how were various people getting through that time? But also, what was it about me specifically that gave me sort of the grit and determination and optimism and good humor to want to do something totally different? And so that's where really then I started writing a little bit about my parents and the kinds of things that my parents did and their journey through things and my journey with them. So it kind of became about parenting and about how you're raised.
Well, I should explain then that your journey began because Broadway shut down when COVID arrived around March of 2020. And you had, at that point, been on Broadway. You were, I don't want to say for once, because you've been in many other successful shows, but you were in a steady gig, always an iffy thing when it comes to Broadway plays that sometimes open and close a week later if the New York Times doesn't like them. And suddenly,
right,
you're shut down. Everybody shut down. So your journey, your physical journey, began when you and a partner and your two children sort of thought, well, what are we going to do? And you really were paranoid about the virus. And you thought, I got to get out of New York, because you started seeing what was happening, New York being sort of the epicenter for a while there in the beginning. So
right,
the RV was the answer. And as you say, you'd rather, you know, have breakfast in bed at a Four Seasons with a hot shower than be in an RV, but you did.
Yeah.
It.
I did.
And it was about almost 3 months long. It was an entire summer where you drove from New York to California, all over the West, didn't you?
It's true. We were in the RV for 91 days. We originally rented it for 7. So shout out to Cruise America, who rented to us, and we really truly knew nothing. And we showed up at the Cruise America office and we said to them, we really truly know nothing. And they were terrific. And
let me stop you, Sharon.
Nicer.
Sharon, let me stop you right there when you're talking to the RV salesman, because we're going to take a break. But so we're going to get into the trip when I come back. I don't have to do such a long introduction now, and we'll let you talk a little more. So bear with us. My guest is the author of a new book called Drive, and we'll explain that to you in a moment. Her name is Sharon Wheatley. I'm Rudy Maxa. Stick around. Right after this commercial, we will continue Sharon's story.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Get out the map, get out the map, and lay your finger anywhere down.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. We are in the middle of a Right Stuff segment with Sharon Wheatley, the author of a new book. I'll tell you about it in just a moment. But first, let me tell you this portion of the program is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/Carrie and their Spring Into Bed sale. You know, one way to be more productive at work, have better overall health, and be happier is to get a good night's sleep. And this is such a great company from North Carolina that we'd like you to experience and support it. Are you waking up stiff? Is your bed uncomfortable? Now, if you've ever stayed at a premium hotel, you know the mattresses are excellent and provide a great night's sleep. In fact, they're so good you might be tempted to find a way to smuggle them out the door when you check out. Well, now you can get the award-winning mattress brand shipped right to your home and save $200. Helix, H-E-L-I-X, has created several different high-quality all-American mattresses to fit your particular style of sleep. They've got soft, medium, and firm mattresses that will keep you cool even if you sleep hot. So go take their 2-minute online quiz to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress just for you at helixsleep.com/Carrie. You'll save $200 if you put that carry at the end. Plus, get a 10-year warranty and 100-day free trial. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Sharon Wheatley is my guest. She is a Broadway star. It's 1,500 shows, right, so far, Sharon?
That's right. On Broadway, we just hit 1,500. Yep.
The show is called Come From Away, and it's a musical based on a town in Newfoundland called Gander that took in thousands of American passengers whose planes were grounded following the 9/11 attacks. Sharon was just describing that she started starring in the musical about 5 years ago, co-starring, I should say, and then COVID hit, and she wanted to get out of New York, and she and her family came up with the RV idea. So you are in Ohio talking to the RV guy. How did that go?
Well, it went great. I said, I don't know what I'm doing. And he said, I'll teach you. And I said, I don't know how long we're going to be out on the road. And he said, that's okay. I'll give you an open contract. So basically, it went really well. And we jumped in the RV. And I think that, you know, if we had a bumper sticker that said what we wanted to have a good time. And we wanted to do it safely. And I think many people have sort of figured out that RVs are excellent self-contained units to travel around. That was not necessarily true at the time when we were doing it. This is
right.
Back in June of 2020. But we just hit the road, and we had a thousand fantastic, fun experiences that I can't recommend more if you want to get your kids out and into America and seeing things. You're really witnessing things on back roads and meeting people that you wouldn't normally meet, which is interesting because it ties in a little bit with the themes of Come From Away, which is the show that I'm in. It's all about the kindness of strangers, and we were surprised at every turn by how kind people were to us, how we would all laugh together about the fact that we really had no idea that what we were doing, and also how good we got by the end, and how much we loved it. I mean, we're now looking at going over to the UK and maybe RVing over there, it's more of a camper van situation, but you know, sort of same thing, different side of the road, which would be a blast.
if you can read all about it in great detail, I got to tell you, I got moist eyes at time in your book, and I also laughed out loud. You're a very funny writer. Sharon Wheatley's book is called Drive, Stories from Somewhere in the Middle of Nowhere. I do note, however, that you made your spouse empty the dark water. You can explain what that is, too. Briefly.
Yeah, I'm no dum-dum there. Yeah. So I was distinctly disinterested in doing that. And
this is waste from the bathroom on board the RV that has to be emptied out.
That's right.
It wasn't your department, clearly.
It was not my department. I was more in the decor department. But, you know, I mean, I have to say Martha was a super good sport about it. And then the funny thing is that halfway through the trip, Martha ended up getting a job back in New York and leaving. So, you know, it was funny right up until the moment that she left. But then, you know, I figured it out. I was in California at the time, and the kids pitched in, and we did it. We traveled around. We dumped everything we needed to dump. We filled everything we needed to fill, and we drove all through Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, back roads, mountain roads. It was incredibly empowering and a glorious time with my kids. We had a blast.
This book not only recounts the details of that, but it's also the story of, I think, Sharon Wheatley's coming to terms with the death of her parents, growing adulthood of her children, a relatively new relationship and person to live with in New York, and happily she's back in the show. Again, Sharon Wheatley is the author, Wheatley, and you can read her book, Come From Away is the musical. Her book is titled Drive. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.